This is Weekly Outlook for June 22, 2015. The USDA's quarterly grain stocks report to be released on June 30th will reveal the estimated inventory of corn as of June 1. Those stocks will reveal the magnitude of feed and residual use of corn during the previous quarter, since the use of corn in other categories has already been revealed by weekly and monthly estimates of exports, grain crushings, and ethanol production. The market reaction to the corn stocks estimate will depend on how the revealed rate of feed and residual use compares to both the rate needed to meet the USDA's projection for the year and the rate anticipated by the market. A wide range of expectations is likely, given the inconsistent pattern of quarterly feed and residual use of corn from year to year, and differing interpretations of the impact of the changing magnitude of livestock and poultry production. The supply of corn available for use during the third quarter of the marketing year consisted of March 1 stocks of 7.745 billion bushels, plus imports of about 10 million bushels. Exports during the quarter are estimated at 523 million bushels. Based on the USDA's monthly grain crushings report and estimates of ethanol production, about 1.288 billion bushels of corn were used for ethanol production during the quarter. Corn consumed for seed, food, and industrial products other than ethanol during the third quarter of the marketing year is estimated at 354 million bushels. Consumption for all domestic food, seed, and industrial purposes during the quarter then is estimated at 1.642 billion bushels. For the entire 2014 marketing year, the USDA has projected feed and residual use of corn at 5.25 billion bushels. Based on the estimates of December 1 and March 1 corn stocks, feed and residual use during the first half of the year totaled just under 3.7 billion bushels. Use during the last half of the year needs to be close to 1.6 billion bushels in order for the marketing year total to reach that 5.25 billion bushels. That need is 300 million bushels more than used during the last half of the previous marketing year and the most since the 2009 marketing year. So what level of use during the third quarter is consistent with use of about 1.6 billion bushels for the last half of the year? The answer is approached by examining the quarterly pattern of use since 2010. That pattern of use, however, was highly variable, so that a range of use during the third quarter this year could still be consistent with the USDA's projection. The center of that range is about 1 billion bushels. Use of that level for feed and residual would point to total third quarter consumption of 3.165 billion bushels and June 1 stocks of 4.59 billion bushels. In reality, a stocks estimate as much as 50 million bushels less or 100 million bushels more would not constitute a surprise.